A lot of studies have been done on the difference in business between leaders and followers, or what I think of as highly functioning people and normals, or neurotics, if you will. There are two things that really separate them out, and they're related to this business about enlightenment is the way. One, it seems to me, that is most important is that a leader is someone who sees the connection to the whole, the oneness, the unity. And followers rarely do. And you can get leaders from people who are in positions of followers if you look for these two qualities. The first is the seeing the big picture, if you will, or the connection to the whole. Leaders always seem to see that. Whereas followers, if you've got a large corporation within a department, the follower or the normal or the neurotic, whatever you want to call them, is somebody who only sees their job and what they have to do. So they get trained to do this particular thing, and they don't really see how it impacts on the next department and on the next department and on the entire company and on the entire corporate structure. They're not able to see that. They will say things like, it's not my department. I don't do those kind of things. It's not my responsibility. You have to go to the accounting department to get at that, or you'll have to call shipping, or whatever it may be. And they stay that way. It's like they have that quality, and they almost stay that way their entire lives. There's no connection to the whole. Whereas a leader will see that everything that a person does within a department, not only how it affects them in the department, but how it affects the next department, and how it affects the entire business, and how it affects the profit picture, and so on. And so you will see leaders being conscious of the entire business unit. And that person will almost always elevate up to a point where they get to the top of the business or in positions of leadership because they're not just narrowly looking at how what I do affects just me. The second thing is that leaders, as opposed to followers, are people who see the long range effect of everything that is being done. They don't look at just how I'm acting today. For example, if you're getting on an airplane and a flight attendant is rude to a customer, the leader, if they're sitting there looking at that, or even if they're a flight attendant who has these leader qualities, not only sees how that impacts on the entire organization, the entire airline, but they see how that impacts on future business as well. A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, if I have a bad experience with a person on an airline that turns me off to them, it isn't that individual that I'm going to be turned off to because they're just out of my life now. So the next time I'm going to make a reservation, I'm going to pick a different airline if there's one available. I might do that for 10 years. So that one tiny moment of truth that you have as a follower with a customer, if that person doesn't see the whole and doesn't also see the long range, that will affect them dramatically. And leaders always seem to know that. And so they're not just being polite and service-oriented and kind and decent to people because that's what they've been trained to do. They are being that way, first of all, because that's the way they are. That's the way they think. And as a result of the way they think, they see their connection to not only the organization, and the future of the organization, they see a bigger picture. And that's really what this is about. That's what the whole thing is about. It's like seeing the biggest picture of all, that how you behave towards your fellow man not only affects you and them and the organization and the profit picture a year from now or 2 years from now, but it affects all of us. It affects all of mankind. It's that big a picture that I'm trying to get at here. Yes, there are little tiny segments that we may be more interested in, but that makes us followers too, when you think about it. I mean, if you're only thinking about your airline or you're only thinking about your company and how their behavior impacts on the organization or in the future, then you're still limiting yourself because it also impacts on your city or your community. And it impacts on your country, and it impacts on the world, and it impacts on all of humanity, and it impacts on the universe as well. I work for myself. I'm not in anybody else's business. I see the biggest picture of all, that ripples throughout all of humanity. And you can bring it back down to apply these principles in your daily business and in your family and in your relationship, but you can expand them outward as well so that you begin to see that every negative act, every hostile act, everything that is not in harmony that you do, every person who is not in harmony, that person cannot cooperate with the person next to him. He will want to gobble them up like a cancer. And when they are in harmony, and enough of us get into harmony, then it impacts on the entire planet. So we have to be able to extend our vision. If we're thinking of ourselves as leaders, it's one thing to be a great leader within your corporation or even within your department or even within your own family, but another thing completely to be a great leader of mankind. And we all have to see ourselves that way. We have to extend out as far as we can and back down as small as we can. And that's how it impacts on everything and everyone.